the rest of the story. In the heroic history of our United States Navy, the words of Captain James Lawrence shine like a beacon. Mortally wounded, he called to his men, "Don't give up the ship." And ever since, that command has represented America's persistent intolerance of defeat. The dramatic birth of that battle cry is the rest of the story. Young Jim Lawrence was eager to get on with his life, attracted to both the law and the Navy. Ultimately, he chose the Navy, became a midshipman. He was not yet 17. Within 3 years, Jim Lawrence had been promoted to first lieutenant. He received the recognition of Congress for gallantry during the Tripolitan War. And then came what was sometimes referred to as the Second War for Independence. The history books call it the War of 1812. By the time those hostilities had erupted between the states and England, Jim Lawrence was master commandant of several ships. Early in the conflict, he was responsible for impressive naval victories off the coast of South America. At noon on June 1, 1813, the American warship Chesapeake weighed anchor and set sail from Boston. At the mouth of Boston Harbor prowled the British warship Shannon. The two vessels were matched, both carrying about the same amount of hardware and the same number of men, but the crew of the Shannon, weary of idle blockade duty, was eager for battle. Under ordinary circumstances, such fighting eagerness might have advantaged the British. And yet the American vessel, the Chesapeake, was also advantaged because her captain was the cunning, tenacious James Lawrence. At 31 years, Lawrence possessed the enthusiasm of youth and the wisdom of a seasoned warrior. And it was for this naval encounter that he would be best remembered. As Bostonians watched from shore, the Chesapeake and the Shannon stalked each other. The two ships running parallel drew closer, expecting the windward Chesapeake to cut across the Shannon's stern. The British captain ordered his crew to hit the deck, but the American vessel continued on course. Virtually side by side, the ships exchanged fire. Captain Lawrence, standing boldly on the quarterdeck in full dress uniform, provided an obvious target. The musket shot which fell to him was fired by a British lieutenant named Law. Presently, the Chesapeake veered into the wind, her stern ramming the rails of the Shannon, and as the brave Captain Lawrence lay dying, he issued the now famous command to his men, "Don't give up the ship." Generations of stubborn American fighting men would rally to that battle cry, "Don't give up the ship." That phrase has become proverbial among the traditionally uncompromising countrymen of Captain James Lawrence. And yet Lawrence, who uttered those words as he was taken below, never would live to know. His vessel, the Chesapeake, was destined to be refitted and to serve throughout the remainder of the war as a British warship. Only minutes after the dying captain cried, "Don't give up the ship," his men gave up the ship. And now you know the rest of the story.